It's Natasha Renault with you on BFBS The Forces Station. And joining us is Tom Glyn Carney from the series House of the Dragon. So thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You'd like to have thought that pretty much everyone knows what House of Dragons is. But just in case, can you tell us what it's all about?
Well, it's about the Targaryen family, who are fatally flawed in many ways. It's a show about power and betrayal and loads of dragons.
I love the fact that there are dragons in this. But just tell us about the character that you play.
I play King Aegon Targaryen II, who was the kind of forgotten son of Viserys Targaryen. And there's been a little bit of controversy within the realm with regards to who should have succeeded him. And it's a story between the fight for power between the Targaryens and the Hightowers.
Yeah, because I was wondering, where do you stand with this? Do you feel that you should have taken power? Or do you think it was supposed to go to your sister?
Oh, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Of course I feel like Aegon should have taken it, because I play Aegon. But I'm sure other people will disagree.
By the end of the second series, you were in a pretty rough place. So what can we expect from the next season?
Well, I can't really talk too much about that because it's not been written yet, so I don't really know. But in terms of Aegon's character arc, it's a lot to do with how he now finds his new state that he's in, how he continues his life, how he continues to strive for clarity and his own place within the realm, and sort of exact revenge, I guess.
The House of Dragon is set 200 years before the events of Game of Thrones. So were you a fan of the series before you took the role on?
I didn't know anything about Game of Thrones at all before taking the role on. I'd unfortunately missed the boat entirely somehow. But once I got the role, I rattled through Game of Thrones, all 8 seasons of it, and I did it in record time, and I think, and became a super fan. So yeah, to now be a part of a show like this is very exciting.
I have to admit, I did a similar thing to you. Just before the last series of Game of Thrones came out, I was like, right, I've got to binge watch every one of these every single night. I get what you mean. But what's so great is that you get to ride a dragon in the series. So what is that like?
It's great. I mean, it's I'm suspended on what looks like a bucking bronco about 20, 30 foot in the air on this hydraulic crane, with wind machines blasting the face off you, and surrounded by grey screen and visuals that you can kind of get an idea of where you're heading and your orientation and stuff. And it's like riding a roller coaster.
And if you had to choose your own dragon, what would it be?
Oh, Sunfire every day.
You would stick?
Yeah, I'd stick with what I've got for sure.
What do you love about being involved in the House of the Dragon?
I love being a part of a show like this because of the people I get to work with on a daily basis. Cast, crew, creatives, directors, showrunner, writers, everybody are just the top of the game in every department. And as an actor in a situation like that, you get to benefit from everybody's skill and dedication to the work and stuff. You know, it's a real gift.
If there was a point in, you know, the series that you'd like to see, you know, develop a little bit more, what would that be?
I don't really know. That's not really my place to comment, I don't think, because I'm nowhere near skilled enough to be a writer on a show like this. But yeah, I don't know. I think we cover so many bases, and there's really interesting, unpredictable twists and turns within interrelationships with the characters, and every character has their own storyline. You could make a 3-hour film out of any of the characters in this show. It's really dense and complex and unpredictable and dangerous and all the good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on BFBS The Forces Station to talk about House of the Dragon.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me. BFBS The Forces Station.